Chapter 3. On this particular Thursday, something was moving quietly through the ionosphere many miles above the surface of the planet. Several somethings, in fact. Several dozen huge, yellow, chunky, slab-like somethings, huge as office blocks, silent as birds. They soared with ease, basking in electromagnetic rays from the star Sol, biding their time, grouping, preparing. The planet beneath them was almost perfectly oblivious of their presence, which was just how they wanted it for the moment. The huge yellow something went unnoticed at Goonhilly. They passed over Cape Canaveral without a blip. Woomera and Jodrell Bank looked straight through them, which was a pity because it was exactly the sort of thing they'd been looking for all these years. The only place they registered at all was on a small black device called a sub-ether sensomatic, which winked away quietly to itself. It nestled in the darkness inside a leather satchel which Ford Prefect habitually wore slung around his neck. The contents of Ford Prefect's satchel were quite interesting, in fact, and would have made any Earth physicist's eyes pop out of his head, which is why he always concealed them by keeping a couple of dog-eared scripts for plays he pretended he was auditioning for stuffed in the top. Besides the sub-ether sensomatic and the scripts, he had an electronic thumb, a short, squat, black rod, smooth and matte, with a couple of flat switches and dials at one end. He also had a device that looked rather like a largish electronic calculator. This had about 100 tiny flat press buttons and a screen about 4 inches square on which any one of a million pages could be summoned at a moment's notice. It looked insanely complicated, and this was one of the reasons why the snug plastic cover it fitted into had the words, "Don't Panic," printed on it in large, friendly letters. The other reason was that this device was, in fact, that most remarkable of all books ever to come out of the great publishing corporations of Ursa Minor, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. The reason why it was published in the form of a micro-sub-meson electronic component is that if it were printed in normal book form, an interstellar hitchhiker would require several inconveniently large buildings to carry it around in. Beneath that, in Ford Prefect's satchel, were a few ballpoints, a notepad, and a largish bath towel from Marks and Spencer. The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy has a few things to say on the subject of towels. A towel, it says, is about the most massively useful thing an interstellar hitchhiker can have. Partly it has great practical value. You can wrap it around you for warmth as you bound across the cold moons of Jaglan Beta. You can lie on it on the brilliant marble-sanded beaches of Santragenus V, inhaling the heady sea vapours. You can sleep under it beneath the stars which shine so redly on the desert world of Cacrafoon. Use it to sail a mini-raft down the slow, heavy River Moth. Wet it for use in hand-to-hand combat. Wrap it round your head to ward off noxious fumes or avoid the gaze of the ravenous bug-bladder beast of Traal. A mind-bogglingly stupid animal, it assumes that if you can't see it, it can't see you, daft as a brush, but very, very ravenous. You can wave your towel in emergencies as a distress signal. And, of course, dry yourself off with it, if it still seems to be clean enough. More importantly, a towel has immense psychological value. For some reason, if a strag is a non-hitchhiker, discovers that a hitchhiker has his towel with him, he will automatically assume that he is also in possession of a toothbrush, washcloth, soap, tin of biscuits, flask, compass, map, ball of string, gnat spray, wet weather gear, spacesuit, etc., etc. Furthermore, the strag will then happily lend the hitchhiker any of these or a dozen other items that a hitchhiker might accidentally have lost. What the Strag will think is that any man who can hitch the length and breadth of the galaxy, rough it, slum it, struggle against terrible odds, win through, and still know where his towel is clearly a man to be reckoned with. Hence a phrase that has passed into hitchhiking slang, as in, "Hey, you sass that hoopy Ford prefect, there's a frood who really knows where his towel is." Sass means to know, be aware of, meet, have sex with. Hoopy, really together guy. Frood, really amazingly together guy. "You got a towel with you?" said Ford suddenly to Arthur. Arthur, struggling through his third pint, looked round at him. "Why, what, no, should I have?" He had given up being surprised. There didn't seem to be any point any longer. Ford clicked his tongue in irritation. "Drink up," he urged.